On today's Cybercast, we're unpacking Apple's urgent spyware alerts and AirPlay vulnerability patches, Telegram's new anti-phishing arsenal and regulatory skirmishes, and Britain's Co-op facing a Dragonforce ransomware breach that exposed millions of member records. So buckle up and bolster your defenses. Coming up in Apple News, Apple has begun alerting iPhone users in more than 100 countries that they may be targets of mercenary spyware. Think NSO Group's Pegasus. Notifications have already reached two victims in Europe, including an Italian journalist and a Dutch activist. To stay safe, Apple is urging everyone to install the latest updates and turn on lockdown mode for extra protection. Meanwhile, researchers at security firm Oligo have uncovered a massive set of flaws, dubbed airborne, in Apple's AirPlay protocol and SDK. In all, they found 23 vulnerabilities that let attackers push malicious code to AirPlay-enabled devices over Wi-Fi, even without any user interaction. While Apple patched its own devices in iOS 18.4 back in March, billions of third-party accessories, from speakers to CarPlay head units, remain exposed. Oligo recommends disabling AirPlay features or updating firmware where possible, and a petition is now circulating to get Apple to resume security updates for discontinued airport routers. On top of that, Apple's latest security bulletins reveal a handful of other bugs across its operating systems. macOS privilege escalation and denial of service flaws, CVE 2025-3445, 2422, watchOS, tvOS, CVE 2025-31203, and visionOS DOS vulnerabilities, CVE 2025-31197 and others. If you own any Apple hardware, be sure to check for updates right away to keep your devices locked down and out of attackers' reach. Coming up in our Telegram News Roundup. 1. Security gets top billing. Telegram rolls out a suite of new features, stronger anti-phishing tools, fake news filters, limits on messages to new contacts, and an updated encryption protocol aimed at keeping scammers and bots at bay. The company promises 50 more cybersecurity enhancements by 2025, while independent reports note no major breaches have been disclosed so far. 2. Channel Spotlight 360. The history and mission of Telegram Channel 360 are profiled, a go-to source for timely cyber defense tips, threat intelligence, and best practices. 3. Russian authorities weigh in. Officials warn that illicit use of Telegram, unofficial VPNs, fake job scams, crypto investment frauds, and a new malware wave can lead to criminal prosecution. They've already fined Telegram for not removing content harmful to minors and threatened to block the service in 2024 over data storage disputes. A major fraud ring using Telegram was dismantled, assets seized, and arrests made. Meanwhile, users report hacks out of Moscow. Telegram guidance on account recovery and safe deletions remains in high demand. 4. Industry and events. A Moscow cybersecurity conference will zero in on Telegram threats and defenses. A new Russian DDoS protection system built on decentralized nodes is in development. A recent bot-related data leak exposed personal information of minors, underscoring the need for vigilance. 5. Beyond Telegram. Europe's data watchdog slaps TikTok with a €530 million GDPR fine for sending EU user data to China, prompting Beijing to deny any access. The FBI has offered a $10 million reward for tips on a Chinese hacker tied to recent Russian-linked DDoS attacks. Stay tuned for more updates on Telegram's evolving security landscape and all the cyber news you need. Next up in Co-op News. Britain's Co-op has confirmed that a sophisticated ransomware group calling itself Dragonforce broke into its systems and stole a significant haul of customer data. The hackers reportedly provided proof of the breach to the BBC, prompting Co-op to admit that both current and former member records, numbering in the millions, were accessed. Crucially, the retailer insists no customer passwords, bank details, or payment information were compromised. In response, Co-op took immediate steps to contain the attack, shutting down parts of its back office and call center IT systems, and ordering staff to keep cameras on during virtual meetings over fears that attackers might lurk on calls. The National Cybersecurity Center, NCSC, the National Crime Agency, NCA, and the Information Commissioner's Office, ICO, have all been notified and are working alongside Co-op's own incident team and police investigators. Despite the seriousness of the breach, Co-op is urging customers to carry on as usual, assuring the public that its stores, petrol stations, and funeral care services remain open and fully operational. The retailer has also apologized for the disruption, pledged to bolster its defenses, and invited any concerned members to get in touch for advice on protecting their personal information. Meanwhile, Marks & Spencer has been separately probing its own cyber incident, underlining a troubling trend of rising attacks on UK retailers. Both Co-op and M&S continue to assess the full scope of the breaches and say they will update customers as investigations conclude. That's it for today's show. Thank you for listening, and be sure to catch our next cybersecurity episode dropping weekly to stay one step ahead of the threats.